Dateline Washington, Thursday, September 25th, 2008. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, what should be in the bill and why what shouldn't be in the bill will probably end up there. We'll get answers as to what we're seeing on Capitol Hill with all the late-breaking developments on the $700 billion bailout project. And we're joined by Peter Ferrara, contributing columnist with the American Spectator. Also in this edition, the latest polls in three critical battleground states. David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected polling firms in the country, is with us. We'll look at the latest numbers in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and New Hampshire. Barack Obama's ahead in all three, but all three within the margin of error. And since two of those are typically blue states, it could be good news for John McCain. Also in this edition of Dateline Washington, the third person at the debate. Everyone's expecting and anticipating what to see from John McCain and Barack Obama. But what about the press, the moderators, and the questions being asked in this year's debates? Will there be hardballs or softballs? Will some candidates get easier questions than others? And will the bias of a potential question be evident in the way it is asked? All that, plus the day in Congress and in business, follows a breakneck pace throughout the day in Washington on Thursday, as both John McCain and Barack Obama came back to Washington to meet with President Bush, congressional leaders, and top administration economic figures over what should be included in a $700 billion economic plan, and even if that should be the price tag overall. Early this afternoon, Eastern Time, we learned on Capitol Hill from Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd, as well as House Financial Services Chairman Barney Frank, that a framework of principles was set up for a final agreement, which could mean a final package could be before lawmakers for an up or down vote before the end of the week. Here's the announcement from Senator Dodd on Thursday afternoon.
We've reached a fundamental agreement on a set of principles. One, for taxpayers, which is tremendously important. We're giving the Secretary authority that he will need in order to act and the funding that he will need. We also have dealt, I think, effectively with the issue of effective oversight, with home ownership preservation, as well as executive compensation. Now, in anticipation of your questions, we're not going to go into the details of this.
Senator Dodd also says that given the interest on Wall Street about the details of this package, which of course will be announced later on in this process, he says it's vital to make sure that the markets have reason to be optimistic, especially heading into next week.
We believe that we're prepared to act expeditiously on a package to our colleagues that will allow us to send a message to the markets that the Congress heard the message, and we want to do what's correct and right in the next few days.
Of course, the phrase you've heard over and over again, it's important to deal as fairly, if not more fairly, with Main Street than Wall Street. And Senator Dodd says it's also urgent not just for Wall Street to get back on track for this deal to be passed soon, but also for the thousands of Americans who risk foreclosure on their homes.
10,000 people again today lost their homes. 10,000 will lose them tomorrow. 10,000 will lose them on Friday. If we're drafting a plan here that does not provide relief for American homeowners, then this is a plan that I don't think will get the support it needs.
Republican Senator Bob Bennett of Utah, who's also a member of the Senate Banking Committee, says he's pleased that the general framework is one that can be agreed to by both Republicans and Democrats. He says the bipartisanship throughout this process has impressed him.
The most encouraging thing that comes out of it from my point of view is that I now expect we will indeed have a plan that can pass the House, pass the Senate, be signed by the president, and bring a sense of certainty to this crisis.
Also on the House side, as mentioned, the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee is Barney Frank of Massachusetts. He says it's an interesting compromise that should please most parties involved, except for those dead set against any sort of rescue package. Congressman Frank says that the Congress and the Democratic leadership is essentially granting the president's request and the major points he wants in this legislation, while adding some oversight that was not existing in the legislation.
We have got a situation where the president made a request. We are responding, I think, to the central thrust of that request, but adding collectively a number of things that will make people legitimately feel better about the overall approach. And yes, we are on track, I believe, to pass this.
Also speaking out, Alabama Republican Congressman Spencer Baucus, who says that this is a package that will be well-received by the market and should be well-received by the taxpayers, despite their skepticism right now.
This was very successful, we believe. Taxpayers are getting help in this, which is tremendously important, as well as going forward with the program that we help will be a positive signal to the markets.
Actually, that was Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd once again saying that both the markets and Main Street should be benefiting from this. Chuck Schumer, of course, is a Democratic senator from New York and is on the committee as well. He says it's important to make sure that executives in failed companies don't get excessive golden parachutes or very lavish retirement packages. And he says he thinks the compromise will take care of that fairly.
Second, it does get at corporate compensation when it's overboard. Golden parachutes for those who failed and other things like that will be greatly limited.
John McCain and Barack Obama, of course, in Washington for those discussions at the White House. More on that in just a moment. But earlier in the day, Senator McCain was at the Clinton Global Initiative in New York City talking about a number of issues. But his primary concern, of course, was the current state of the economy and the state of the financial bailout package. Speaking in New York City, Senator McCain says if we don't act soon, credit will dry up, and that's not good for anyone.
This is one of those moments in history when poor decisions made in haste could turn crisis into a far-reaching disaster. If we do not act, credit will dry up with grave consequences for workers and businesses across American economy and beyond.
McCain says proper oversight is also important, and he wants Secretary of the Treasury Henry Paulson to have that oversight.
We won't solve a problem caused by poor oversight with a plan that has no oversight. Never before in the history of our nation has so much power and money been concentrated in the hands of one person. And there must be protections and oversight in place.
Senator McCain also says he wants this legislation to deal just with the crisis at hand and not include special spending packages or earmarks attached to the legislation.
It's completely unacceptable for any kind of earmarks to be included in this bill. It would be outrageous for legislators and lobbyists to pack this rescue plan with even more taxpayer money for favored companies. And frankly, members of Congress who would attempt such a thing are scarcely better than the most reckless operators on Wall Street.
Barack Obama also speaking out on the issue today, saying, first of all, he expects John McCain to be at the first presidential debate Friday night on the campus of the University of Mississippi in Oxford, Mississippi. Obama says with the election just 40 days away, we can't just put things on hold.
Our election's in 40 days. Our economy's in crisis. Our nation is fighting two wars abroad. The American people, I believe, deserve to hear directly from myself and Senator McCain about how we intend to lead our country. The times are too serious to put our campaign on hold or to ignore the full range of issues that the next president will face.
Senator Obama also saying it's outrageous for us to be bailing people out because of poor financial decisions.
It's outrageous that we find ourselves in a position where taxpayers must bear the burden and the risk for greed and irresponsibility on Wall Street and in Washington. But we also know that a failure to act would have grave consequences for jobs, for savings, and retirement for the American people.
Meanwhile, Obama believes that he's seen good, strong bipartisanship efforts on the part of both Democrats and Republicans this week, and he says that's something he champions as well.
Congressional leaders have made great progress in their negotiations. They appear close to a deal that would include these principles. President Bush addressed some of these issues last night, and I'm pleased that Senator McCain has decided to embrace them as well. And I was pleased that we were able to put out a joint statement indicating the degree to which this goes beyond traditional election time politics. Now's the time to come together, Democrats and Republicans, in a spirit of cooperation on behalf of the American people.
Meanwhile, Senator Obama and Senator McCain summoned to Washington by the president today. McCain more voluntarily than Obama, who was campaigning in Florida, and of course got the call from the president yesterday to be invited to that special meeting at the White House that just wrapped up at about 5 p.m. Eastern time today. In comments to the press at the start of the meeting, President Bush said he was glad everyone could be there and have their input on such an important topic for our time.
All of us around the table take this issue very seriously. And we know we've got to get something done as quickly as possible. And this meeting is an attempt to move the process forward.
Much like Senators McCain and Obama, President Bush says he's been impressed with the way the Republican White House and the democratically controlled Congress have worked together to come to an agreement on this critical issue.
I want to thank the Secretary of the Treasury for working hard with the members. I thank the members for working long hours like they've been doing to come up with a solution that's bipartisan and that'll solve the problem.
The president says it's important on a topic of this magnitude to have all hands on deck, and that's why he had the presidential candidates, as well as the congressional leaders from both parties and key figures from his own administration, at the table for today's special meeting.
I want to thank the leaders of the House and the Senate for coming. I appreciate our presidential candidates for being here as well. We're in a serious economic crisis in the country.
But of course, we started the newscast by saying that Democratic leaders such as Christopher Dodd and Barney Frank announced an agreement, at least on a framework of principles, for a deal on this that could be passed before the markets open on Monday. However, some say that's simply not the case. House Republican leader John Boehner, who's actually a supporter of a bailout plan, says his conference has signed on to absolutely nothing. And even following the meeting at the White House, the ranking Republican on the Senate Banking Committee, Richard Shelby of Alabama, says there's no deal.
5 pages of the leading economists in America that wrote to me and the leadership saying the Paulson plan is a bad plan. It will not solve problems.
Also, Shelby saying that there was no agreement in that meeting, and he says that despite the intensity of the current campaign, Senators McCain and Obama were very cordial to one another inside.
Senator McCain and Obama, being senators and a member of the body, they were very courteous to each other and very respectful.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says so far she's pleased with the progress on the bailout plan. She says one of her greatest priorities is that any bailout not hurt the average American.
Our goals in all of this, of course, are to stabilize the markets and to protect the American taxpayer. As we do that, we want to insulate Main Street and everyday Americans from the crisis on Wall Street.
So the news that lawmakers may be close to ironing out a deal on a plan to keep the U.S. financial sector from going under drove the stock market higher on Thursday. Congressional members, as we mentioned, said they've reached agreement in principle on a $700 billion financial bailout package. The Dow Jones Industrial is in the end today, adding 197 points to close at 11,022. The NASDAQ higher by 31 points to close at 2187. The S&P 500 gaining 23 points to end at 1209. Crude oil gaining nearly $2 today, closing at $107.60 per barrel. When we come back on Dateline Washington, more news from the financial industry as well as Thursday's other news. And following that, we'll be taking a look at the most important polling numbers and critical battleground states to come out this week, as well as what to expect in Friday's debate. Stay with us.